Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Hang on, where's your poon, Bill?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Your poon is next to your fork.
What the hell is wrong with you two? Everybody's working
overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Ah, some Billy Brownless brilliance off the top there. I'm seriously getting dumber every day I'm doing this show, but I'm loving it, doing the Rush Hour co-hosting with Billy Brownless. And we have another big show today. We're going to get a bit of class to this show because Scotty Cam, the superstar on Channel 9, who is just killing it on the block, 17 years, still a ratings juggernaut. He will join us for the latest Fans vs. Faves block edition season 2021. Of course, we're going to have a chat about some unusual baby names. I think off the back of Tommy Rockliffe naming his little baby boy after you.
Huey Billy.
We're going to have a look at some of the more unusual baby names
talk
going around.
To the Rush Hour family.
Yeah, we'll have a chat about the trades coming up. And of course, the beauty at the end, your jokes, Bill. They are just so funny. They're getting funnier by the week, but welcome to you for another show.
G'day, dum-dum. How are you? All right?
Good.
Jeez, I'm ticking some boxes today. I've had a busy day already. Just here, there, and everywhere. So I am out and about. How are you, Raps?
This is a song about dirty pavers, mouldy pools, and ugly driveways.
Boys know winter she gets a little shaggy. Bring in Brazilian and as smooth as a baby.
Once your pool's waxed, it's on to the paving.
Pathways, driveways, they all need shaving.
There's only one place that you'll be a-going.
Overnight Brazilian, that's all you're knowing.
How good's that?
Another fat and skinny.
Fat and skinny. That's better than yesterday.
Yeah, that was good.
They were, mate.
They
loved
are catchy.
Them. They actually, and they were actually real businesses, and they loved them.
Why don't you bring it back? Why don't you and JB do it again?
It's a bit of work.
Wonder if they still use them, the ads that you made and the phone messages.
I think they've all not with us, the business. They jumped off, I think. I don't know. Ring up if you're still alive and with us and all that. The business.
Any of those businesses that you did, what were they, your catchy tunes? What did you call them?
Funky Cat.
Funky Cat. Any of those businesses, ring up and tell us about how the business is going. Whether it boomed and took off the back of your jingle.
Brazilian driveways or whatever that was. There was a florist or something there one day. I can't remember that one. Anyway, Joey, we've got some footy news here and some trade talk, of course. But tell me. This has intrigued me. It's been going on for a week or so now, just simmering away in the background. The rivalry, full of nastiness, between the Western Bulldogs and the Melbourne Football Club. And it's all happened after the grand final, Joe. What's happening, please?
There have been some reports come out in recent days, Billy, and it's off the back of, if you can cast your mind back to after the preliminary final when the Western Bulldogs beat Port Adelaide, there was that leaked vision of them in the change rooms celebrating with a beer and singing this famous song, Rabsy.
So what is that song?
It's called Freed From Desire by Gala from 1996.
Righto.
That's not a new song. It's from 1996.
But they played it all year, didn't they?
I think they played all year. They had a bit of a theme with it. It was something to do with the Western Bulldogs, their theme getting into it. And
it's used in soccer chants, so that's become popular.
Righto.
And it's been tradition that the Western Bulldogs, after wins, have generally gone into the change rooms. They turn the lights off and they play some tunes.
Yes.
That's just a bit of a thing they do to celebrate, and good on them. But then after the grand final, with all the leaked social media vision of all the players they posted, this happened after the game, back out on the ground at Optus Stadium after Melbourne had the win. Now, clearly they didn't sing it as well because probably not as many of them knew the lyrics, but there is a bit of word
so that
whether
they... Melbourne Footy Club singing the dog song after beating the Dogs in the grand final,
whether they've just deliberately sort of sung their song, almost, I don't know, lacking a little bit of grace, whether it was a bit of a taking the mickey out of the Dogs. That's been the talk.
Right.
I don't know whether that's correct or not, but that is what some of the, Tom Brown and a couple others have been reporting, some journalists, that maybe that's what's... And it's got back to the Dogs and maybe they're a bit seething about it quietly. Ooh. That they felt it was a little bit disrespectful.
Over a song.
Over a song.
Yeah, not sure about
so
that.
Anyway, there's a bit of talk, Tom Brown suggesting that Melbourne have launched a serious bid to play the grand final replay in the season opener.
When should that happen? Because we know Thursday night's going to be Richmond-Carlton.
So maybe we can have a tradition. Richmond-Carlton Thursday night, yeah, and then have the grand final rematch always on a Friday night.
Well, the Friday night game, they tell me, might be Sydney because Buddy Franklin's on 995.
You've got some breaking news here, Bill.
That's out there, I think.
Oh, okay.
No, well, it is now.
So that for Sydney play Friday night.
So that's
then,
a big build up.
Then
to
you
Bud's
could
thousand.
Have the Saturday night. That would be a yes. good one. The grand final replay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're go. Building up a bit of a rivalry. Yeah. Did you boys have any big rivalries when you played?
At the country footy, you do because and the closer the towns are, the bigger the rivalry. And I played for Drewry. We hated Finlay, which was just 35 km down the road.
Right.
Because we all had to go to Finlay High. So or you get on a bus, go to Finlay High. They thought they were King Dick.
Yep.
And you just hated Finlay. So there was a good rivalry there.
Right.
But the big one at
school. I'll tell you who we hated. Yeah. I went to Marsland. Right. We had this big rivalry with all these tosses that went to Assumption.
Flogs.
What?
That's where Bill went.
I went to Assumption.
Yeah. You're
And I might have been a bit earlier than you. But we had a rivalry with the Flogs from Marsland.
Oh, you Assumption tossers. We used to hate Assumption.
Yeah, same. Ditto.
And we used to beat you all the time. You used to get jealous.
Never beat us.
Assumption always thought they were this good footy school, and we've got Billy Brownless and Shane Crawford, and Marsland used to beat them every year.
They beat it. Well, they did for a while there. But I'll tell you what happened. This is a rivalry that when we played Marsland at Marsland, so all the schools out there watching the big game Friday, Arvo, 2 o'clock, they let the school out, and they all gather around the boundary, and it's a good crowd and good atmosphere. And the Marsland coach, this is back in 1982 or something in my HSC year, 1984, I think.
Oh, my God.
I can't remember when I did
this
that.
Is your life, Bill, not
ours. Yeah, 84 maybe, HSC year.
Yep.
So we're playing. We're ready to – the buzzer's ready to bounce. The umpire's ready to bounce the ball. The siren's ready to go. Every Marsland player took off their jumper and rubbed it in our faces.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a bit rude.
Oh,
I
that's
thought.
A bit rude. Mm. Did it start an all-in brawl or
Who
anything
won?
Or what?
Well, Marsland won easy. And you know who was in that side? Stephen Silvani.
Was it really?
Oh, there sauce. You go. Yeah, so that was always a good rivalry, that one too.
Plenty of trade news going
yes,
on, Bill. There's been a bit happening today, which has been good. And it's the Fremantle Dockers that have, I think, come out the winners out of today because they always knew they were going to lose Adam Chera, but that deal has been official. Adam Chera has gone to Carlton. Fremantle get pick six back and a future third round. So at the moment, it leaves Fremantle Dockers with what they've been able to do with some wheeling and dealing and trading of picks. Right now, Fremantle have got pick 6, 8, 19, and 22.
Wow.
So they've come out of it pretty well. But Adam Chera, of course, it's a great get for the Blues. He is a highly, highly talented 21-year-old. I think he's going to be an absolute star.
I want to ask you about the Blues very shortly. So either 19 or 22, surely they give for Jordan Clark.
You would think Geelong would take that, 22 for Jordan
Now, Carlton, because they've picked up Georgie Hewitt.
Yep.
They've picked up Chera now. They've got Cripps. They've got Walsh, Kennedy. They've got a good, good midfield now.
It's now starting to look really strong. Paddy Dow could still become a player. Now there's a new coach and a bit of confidence. They've got a really nice mix. We already know their forward half. I mean, Harry Mackay, Charlie Curnow.
Yes.
It's probably the best young twin tower combination.
Forget about Charlie.
He's showed a bit towards the end of the year that he's going to be a serious player. Jack Martin's got some talent. Their small forward, Zach Fisher, and a few of them. A lot of them have still got upside, Bill.
Mm.
And you go back to their back line with Jones and Wietering, and now if you get Sard and Williams settled back there, there's a lot of talent now about the Blues.
Lewis Young
is now the recruit as well. He's ended up at the Blues today.
So they should play finals, really.
They should. If it's all between the ears for them.
That's right.
It's a bit like Melbourne. If they can just get their selflessness and their culture right, the talent is there and they could do anything, the Blues.
Righto. And Essendon, the other side, I do like.
Like the Bombers going forward. So they've got Jake Kelly, so they've added to their defensive stocks. They haven't done much else.
The Saints haven't done anything.
No, haven't been able to do anything at the moment.
No.
So if you're a team in that middle bracket, Bill, and you're not really doing anything to improve your list, you're going backwards slightly in my book because you need to be trying to add talent to try and jump past these teams.
And they could lose Ben Long as well.
Potentially, But you've got to catch the Dogs in Melbourne and Brisbane and Port Adelaide and Geelong. How those teams that are sort of, around that middle of the ladder, how are they going to do that if they're not adding to their list now?
Any ruckman gone yet? Because it is the merry-go-round. They just get on and get off.
But as we spoke about, the ruck or backup rucks, they just continue the merry-go-round. It looks like Peter Laddams will find his way to the Sydney Swans. So he can play with Tom Hickey's 31. And can play in almost five for that number one ruck role and as a second forward. We said Lewis Young has found his way to Carlton, the Western Bulldogs backup ruck. John Segler still looking for a home. Your club Geelong are interested. Would you be okay with John Segler, Bill?
Well, probably not old enough.
He's not 30 yet.
No, he's not 34. You know what? Reece Stanley had a pretty good year, and they got the young boy De Koning, who's got to play more footy. They've just got to play him more. So I'd like to see him played a lot more.
Darcy Fort, does he stay?
Well, there are talks that he's going to Brisbane. So that's why they're looking at Segler, obviously, for a backup ruckman. Jordan Dawson, who's apparently the best player in the trade, says Sydney.
Yep.
He hasn't gone yet, has he?
No, he hasn't yet. No. And that's got complicated because Adelaide now thought they could have got pick 17. They didn't take it because obviously Sydney, they thought that wasn't enough. But they've got an extra future first round pick from Melbourne. So whether that's going to get it done. Right. But I think Adelaide have got the upper hand here, Bill, because they're saying to Sydney, well, if you don't take our deal, we'll let him walk to the preseason draft. We've got pick 3 or 4, I think, in that draft. He'll get through to Adelaide and the Crows will get him for nothing. So Sydney will eventually come to the party, but they're just playing a bit of games still at the moment.
And Joey, the big news today, of course, was the Toby Green tribunal or appeal.
Yes, and the AFL got their way, Bill. They wanted 6 weeks.
Yep.
They thought the 3 weeks wasn't harsh enough for his umpire contact, and they've got their way. They've won the AFL. His suspension has been increased to 6 weeks, which I'm disappointed about. I think we understood he did the wrong thing. Yep. We understood you shouldn't touch it. The tribunal made their decision. I think it's time's passed. We all move on. Unfortunately now for Toby Green, he's going to miss, I think, probably the first 5 games of next season.
Because he missed the final, didn't he?
Yeah. So unfortunately, the 6-game suspension now for Toby Green.
Plenty happening, Bill.
Oh, I know.
Plenty happening on this show, including Scotty Cam, who's going to join us next to chat the block. It is the Rush Hour, Billy and Joey, and it's all thanks to Carlton Draft on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The Arc of Tetron.
Oh! And... On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with Joey and Billy, and the block is absolutely flying. It's a ratings juggernaut. Forget about the contestants. The real star of the show is this man, Scotty Cam.
Things are really starting to heat up on the block.
Are you paying for that chemistry? The big.
They have to be paid for.
Oh, payback.
Now that's got to come out of your budget.
So it's time to talk to our favourite block host. Who is he, Billy?
The block bloke.
Yeah, Scott Cam.
Scott Cam. Oh, sorry, Scotty.
That's right. Please welcome the block bloke, Scott Cam.
A bit of a stitch up there. But as you said, Rabsy, hey, rating its socks off, Scotty. 17 years this show's been going
17.
For and still rating so well. What do you think the secret is? Why is it so successful, this show?
Oh, look, I think, boys, how are you? Everybody loves renovating. Everybody likes to improve their lot. And you know, we sort of provide a bit of a family show. Mum, Dad, three kids can sit down at night and watch it. Hasn't been a show like that since Gilligan's Island, has there?
And you're
Everyone's
Gilligan.
Everyone's on their kid. Yeah, I'm Gilligan, that's right. I used to be the skipper when I was young, but...
You haven't changed.
Like, I let myself go.
You haven't changed at all in 17 years. Look at this. The block hits 1.514 million.
It really?
Last night.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable. So you're flying, but you're still loving it, Scotty. You still burns away in the guts and you love getting up and doing it?
Oh, yeah, look, it's a good job, mate. It mixes up two of the things I love, which is telly. I like doing a bit of telly.
Yeah.
I've been doing that at Channel 9 for 22 years. And I've been building for 40 years, so it mixes the two together. And, what a ripper. I couldn't ask for more, could you?
Now, it's been another wonderful show this year, of course, in Hampton. It's my neck of the woods, Billy, and they're all putting together beautiful houses. They just continue
in a court,
to get better and better. In a court, the 5 blocks are all there. But this week, what would you call it? A bit of a boring week. They call it Hell Week, Scotty, where all the hallways and the laundry and the wash closet and all that sort of stuff gets done. Are there any contestants this week? So I've been watching that you reckon might not be able to finish this task because it is a lot of work.
Yeah, I think the twins are in trouble. They're going to struggle throughout because they're swapping their living and dining around again and redoing all of that at the same time. I doubt they're going to get their hallways finished. They haven't even bloody charter days, really. and then it is a bit of one of those weeks where you think it's going to be boring, but it's always terrible. People are always packing in, start crying and, there's so much plastering to do. It happens every year, and people, they get it all flustered out. So, look, once they get through this, it's certainly not a downward run either. You know, they've got some big spaces to do, backyards, front yards, pools, all sorts of things. So there's plenty more to come, and there's a bit more drama as well with the, you know, the laundry for Tanya and Vito. Oh, no. They've pulled another Swiftie there, but they might get caught out, I reckon.
So oh, no.
It's all happening. Yeah.
Not another drama. All I heard about was this cheating, mate, and the photo and things like that. Is that one of the biggest scandals ever to hit the block?
Well, I think it has been, mate. I mean, people from the outside go, oh, look, it's, you know, a bit of a beat up and everything like that, but it really wasn't because it's our entire schedule for the whole season.
Yeah.
And all our and two teams have got that schedule, so they know what's coming up. And they know they can pre-plan, and so we had to wipe it and change it, mix it all up to make it fair for everybody. You've got to remember, boys, $100,000 on the line,
yeah,
plus the potential of maybe $500,000 on the line. So, you know, the other teams were pretty dirty, and we still haven't got down to who took the photo. You know, it's never been admitted to who took it.
Yeah, Tanya and Vito, it is, Bill. They've been the villains of this series, but it's just added to the intrigue. And, of course, the quality of the house is still wonderful as ever. Scotty, what's going to happen with the auctions? Are they planned yet? Because, obviously, in these COVID times, we know you need to be flexible and agile and all those sorts of things. Have they been locked in yet, or are you still just going to wait and see what happens down here in Melbourne?
Yeah, well, look, we have semi penciled them in, the auction. It's got to happen live. It's the last episode of the series, so it's penciled in for about early November. And we're hoping that, well, I'm coming down on the 30th, and so I'm hoping that the restrictions have lifted slightly by then.
And you can get to the bowling club.
And I can go straight to Polo and have a couple of Carlton drafts. Because I tell you what, I haven't had a tap beer for bloody 3 months.
I'm the same.
Because everything's closed. I'm drinking out of a can my whole life. So I'm really looking forward to getting to the Bolo and having a Port Melbourne and having a pot.
and maybe back a horse that wins now and then.
Yeah, I'll have a few punts with the boys, with all the Port Melbourne boys. And I'll be getting in the cab at the airport and he'll say, "Where to, Scotty?" And I'll say, "Port Melbourne Bowling Club, mate, and hold the bags in the boot."
It's happened before. Hey, Joey was telling me there's a rumour that it might be going to the country next year, the block. That would be interesting.
Yes, look, I think it's pretty much out there that we are going regional next year, and it's our 18th season. We're turning 18.
Jeez.
So we can drink and vote next year, the block.
Geelong?
It hasn't been 18 years because we used to do two at once, two a year for a couple of years.
Yeah.
So it's been 18 seasons over about 12 years. Yeah, so season 18, we are going regional because, you know what, I reckon a lot of people are heading in that direction.
Yeah.
They're getting regional. Like, look at you at Geelong, Billy. You're opened up.
Yeah,
you know?
Well.
And the regional areas, not that Geelong's very regional, but, you know, you get out to places like Mount Martha and all that sort of joint, and you go, well, shit, I'm going to get out here instead of living in the city.
Oh, mate, we're open, restricted, but now, when's the last time I had a beer off the tap? It's, what is it, 6:15, so...
yesterday?
What, 4 hours ago? Oh, it's beautiful too, let me tell you, Scotty.
Oh, geez. I'm really looking, honestly, I'm looking forward to it. And it's going to be a sweet taste, I'll tell you. The tap beer, we all know there's a bit of a difference there. And the bowler, mate, they turn them out cold, 2.2 degrees, which is perfect temperature.
You're speaking our language, Scotty. There are plenty of us that are hanging for a nice cold pot. Can't wait. But, of course, in the meantime, we can continue to watch the block fans versus the faves. There's an extra show on tonight, Thursday night, because of the NRL Grand Final. It was pushed back slightly. So watch tonight. It's been a wonderful series again, Scott. It continues to go from strength to strength, and you're doing wonderful things, mate. Well done.
Thank you, Joey. Thank you, Billy. All the best, boys.
On your camera.
And the block also airs Sundays at 7 p.m, Mondays, Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9.
A very good show. I like watching it. I'll tell you what, I like watching it a lot better than The Masked Singer.
You do not.
That was a terrible show.
No, you didn't watch The Masked Singer.
I saw it once. It's
horrible.
Shocking.
I'm still here, by the way.
Do you like The Masked Singer?
No, I don't. And I didn't hang up purposely because I wanted to hear what you had to say. You blew it.
Hey,
good bloke,
Scotty.
Yeah.
Bit of a dick, but he's a good fella. Sir Rush Hour.
I'm still here.
Charlie and Billy, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I said, "Hey, champ, what's going on here?"
He said, "Spandau Ballet."
Spandau.
So I go,
Billy Brownless Lee Montagna, a.k.a.
Play basketball with the little Greek wombat.
Yes.
In Lee Montagna, even though he's not Greek, but just sounds better. He's a pain.
It does sound better. This BJ. Is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we are heading to the phone lines. 1-3-3-5-3 Bill, and we are asking...
Unusual names. Just unusual names. That's it, Joe. You got one for us?
Unusual names.
You got one, Joe? here we go. We'll wait for this. Ben Keys, your mate.
Alan. Alan Keys.
Yeah.
He's a mate of mine.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Hey, let's die seriously. Come on.
What, you got one, Bill?
Yeah, I went with Glenn Ward, named his son Ward. Ward Ward.
Oh, seriously, come on. Let's take some calls because I want to hear some unusual names. That these are true too. We're not making these ones up. No. Let's start with, g'day, Archie from Mount Evelyn. How are you, Archie?
Yeah, good, thanks, Joey. Nice to hear you stuck in there with Billy.
Oh, mate, it's doing my head in, seriously. I can't wait to get out of here. Hey, what's an unusual name that you know?
Yeah, my wife worked at a childcare centre and a new baby came in and they've gone, her name's Absidy. And my wife said, oh, that's unusual. How do you spell that? And they've gone, A-B-C-D-E.
No.
Yes.
Absidy.
That's a nice name, Absidy, but...
Until you spell it.
And it's actually spelled A-B-C-D-E.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a good one.
That's good.
Well done, Arch. Eva. G'day, Eva.
My son's name is Kyuf. K-Y-U-F-F.
Kyuf.
Where did you get Kyuf from?
Kyuf. My husband loves the band named Kyuf.
Raps? What's the band like? Kyuf like?
What type of band are they?
They're a punk rock band, and lucky I didn't get Metallica or AC/DC.
Yeah. That's right.
Kyuf.
Kyuf.
Look that up, Rabs. See if we got any...
Find us Kyuf, the band.
Yeah, don't worry. Kyuf.
Right,
Kyuf.
Thanks, Eve.
Kyuf. Thanks, Eva. Well, while Rabsy's trying to find Kyuf, the band, let's chat to Aaron from Montrose. G'day, Aaron.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. How are you?
Good, mate. Good. What's an unusual name that you know?
Yeah, so I've got a mate called James or Jimmy.
Yep.
And his surname is Lamp, L-A-M-P.
Yep.
And he named his son Raymond. Ray Lamp.
Ray Lamp. That's funny. I like that. Do you reckon they thought about that later in life, or they just like Raymond?
Well, they always call him Raymond, so they never call him Ray.
Yeah.
But, of course, Australia being Australia, you know, we shorten everything, don't we? So, they didn't obviously think it through. But, anyway, he's going to kill me for this.
Yeah, very good.
Good work. Good luck to Ray Lamp out there. Lee in Cranbourne. G'day, Lee.
Yes.
What do you got for us, Lee?
Mate, my mate named his daughter Floss.
As in fairy.
Fairy
floss.
Sure, but I'm pretty sure it's like floss your teeth.
Yeah, that's right. Floss.
Or fairy floss. I thought would have been a better one. Would have been a better. Actually, I call my sister Floss. It's actually, I don't mind Floss for a girl. I like it.
My daughter's name's Florence, and we're going to call her Floss as a little nickname.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Why not Flo?
Well, it could be Flo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your mate's name, Lee?
Jonathan.
Good work, Jonathan.
All right, there you go, Jonathan. Andre.
Okay,
Andre.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks, good. You got an unusual name, you know someone?
Yes, I do know someone with a very weird name, and I'm not sure I'm allowed to say it properly on the air, so I'll tell you the last name first, then the first name.
Right, okay.
His last name is Carr,
yep.
And his first name is Wayne.
As in Wayne Carr.
Yeah.
Joey, you'd know him.
I've known him for a long time.
Wayne Carr, which is good. I don't mind that. Adrian there in Willis Hill got plenty of callers. Hello, Adrian. Adrian.
How are we, gents, Rabs, Bins, Wombat?
Hey, Adrian.
Adrian. What do you got for us?
A friend of mine recently caught a little boy Wolfgang.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's with, a name.
No German heritage or anything, just love the name. And middle name is actually her maiden name of Star.
Wolfgang Star.
Wolfgangster.
Oh, Wolfgangster.
The old gangster.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Do you think they put thought into that one?
Yeah, well, they didn't originally, and then they put it all together and actually thought, oh, shit, should we do it? And they've gone with it anyway, yeah. So.
Mine, Wolfgang.
Yeah, Wolfgang, yeah.
Dougie Hawkins, when he's pissed, he calls himself Wolfgang.
Does he?
I don't know why. Oh, that's good. See, some good callers out there, some good names, good topic.
Yeah, very
not that
good.
You helped us with.
Well, well, Gwyneth Paltrow, she has a daughter named Apple. That's one of those ones.
Yes.
Yeah, Apple. Chris Martin.
What's the other? They've got another.
Moses as well as their son, I think, off the top of my head.
Split the sea. Now, what do you got?
Split the sea.
You got a
I've
prize.
Got some prizes.
What's your best one? Well, have you found the band yet?
No, nah, they don't exist.
Well, no, that's what Eva said, mate.
Kyph.
I've looked it up. Are you sure it's Kyph?
K-Y-U-F-F.
He's looked it up as well. He couldn't find it.
Well, I liked Archie, certainly, with Absidy.
Yeah,
I like that one. I want to give Archie a prize. So, Archie, mate, you can either get a $50 grilled voucher or a dozen tailor-made TP5 golf balls. What would you prefer?
Oh, the golf balls will just frustrate me because, although you can go out, can't you?
Yeah, we are now.
Yeah, no, I'll take the grilled voucher. Thanks, boys. I love the Melbourne burger.
Well done.
Well done.
And there were some good ones. I like Ray Lamp and Floss and Wayne Carr. But I'm going with Adrian, Wolfgang Starr. That was a beauty. Good on you, Ado.
Adrian, you've won a dozen tailor-made TP5 golf balls, mate.
Amazing. Thank you very much.
Good on you. Thank you very much. That was good. Good little topic.
That was a bit of fun. That was a beauty.
Do you know Frank Zappa, the musician?
Frankie Zappa. Yeah, we had a teacher at our school called Mr. Zappa, and we used to call him Frankie.
Well, his kids are called Diva Thin Muffin Pigeon, Ahmet Amuna Rodden, Dweezil and Moon Unit.
Dweezil.
And Moon Unit.
Zappa.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a unit, Frankie Zappa.
Yeah. Put me on something, don't you? Just out in the back. Puffing away.
Speaking of that, your joke's going to wrap up the show soon. And it's all thanks to Carlton Draft. Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Billy Brownless.
You absolute dickhead.
Lee Montagna. This is Triple M's Rush Hour on tomorrow's show. Horse trainer Kieran Maher's going to join us ahead of a big weekend of racing at Caulfield and Randwick. Brag Artist of the Week and an idiot song. And Jill's played me a little bit of it and it is hilarious, Joey.
All about Joe?
Oh, yeah.
He stuffed up a few things, didn't this week. Wow-wee.
I told you, I'm getting dumber every time I sit in this chair with you, Bill.
Dumb, you might have to have a spell.
All right, I'm happy to take one.
Righto, joke time.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Enter the Carlton Draft Caulfield Cup Suite to win up to 10K. Over 18s only.
Joe's last show with us tomorrow as well.
Yes.
Thank God. Oh, mate, no. Two jokes here. One wins a slab. Depends if it gets a yay or a nay, or as you say, Joe, a
yay or a nay.
That's always getting us fell fair to go.
But it's, you've told me to do that.
You just go with it. You got righto. This one is from Tyson. You ready, Joe?
Yep.
Why did everyone leave Hungry Jack's?
Why did everyone leave Hungry Jack's? I don't know, Bill. Why?
Because someone dropped a Whopper.
Oh,
right.
Did someone send that in?
Yeah.
Yes. Someone from primary school, clearly.
Here, this one, Luke. This is for Joey, his nonna, and his Italian roots. Yeah. Had a few.
Oh, no.
Well, we joke.
That's better than any joke you've told this year.
What did one Italian volcano say to the other Italian volcano?
What, Bill?
I love you. I love you. I love you.
I get it. I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yay. That gets it. Yay.
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 Right. And Tyson got a...
Well, Tyson's probably too young to tell a Whopper joke. So I think that's obviously someone who can't drink alcohol. So they get a nay.
Just a no. Do it properly.
Nay.
Terrible. Well done, Lukey. You've won a slab. And Tyson, I reckon it's all right, the Hungry Jack's Whopper. So you also... win a slab.
Just make sure Tyson's over 18 to tell a Whopper joke. Come on.
Well, he is. So he wins a slab. Luke wins a slab. Everyone's happy. And you've got one day left, Joe. Fair
seriously. Get me out of here.
You leave the keys on the fridge and keep walking.
Do some more. Speak some Italian.
Oh, the spaghetti marinara. What? This man.
Oh.
I thought it was.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50k cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.